Boy George. Now that man right there, I'd hate to fight. She wears underwear with dick holes in them.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
I own a pocket. What you saying?
I'm saying that this is the liquor license number 56. All right. And you know what today is? It's Tupac Day.
Yep. And number 56 means Lawrence Taylor, stay out of jail.
Don't do crack.
Nope. It's whack.
Lawrence Taylor was just doing whack. Some fucking crack.
He just got arrested again. You know that, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep, for another DUI last week.
Man. He was in fucking...
what?
Why can't I think of the movie? Al Pacino?
Oh, Any Given Sunday. Yeah. Great movie.
He was actually good in it, too.
And they just had a big special on him on Showtime. But shout out to Tupac. Rest in peace. September 13th.
That's it. That's our shout out for the day is Tupac. But we're not going to play a Tupac song just because that's hacky. And that's all we ever fucking play.
Yep.
So I had a interesting weekend. I worked a 12-hour shift on Saturday.
Okay.
All on my feet. All right. All in the video. Dancing.
Brandon. Hold on. Excuse me. Let me cut off. First off, I forgot to tell the viewers, today we are broadcasting live from...
We don't have viewers, we have listeners.
Well, technically, that's a white person for you trying to correct a small black person.
Right.
So back to the viewers, because if you close your eyes and you take this ride with us, baby, you can imagine what we got going on right now.
Indeed.
We're broadcasting live from Studio City, California. We moved from the Four Seasons Hotel, we were smoking too much weed in the rooms.
Oh, speaking of which, should I grab that?
What? Oh, yeah, please. Please do.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to let you get back to your story, though. But
let me do the story, then okay. You comment on it, and I'll grab the...
Do you want to introduce our co-host for the day? If you put the picture up, the people are going to want to know.
I'm not putting the picture
up. Okay.
No, I might.
Check your phone when you get a chance. All right. Okay, so...
Give me your story, baby. Let's roll.
Our co-host for the day is Peyton on a Sunday morning. Because they play that fucking song, the commercial, I don't know, every 10 minutes during every NFL game. And last time Cordier had talked about it, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And now that I watch the NFL this week, every goddamn 2 seconds they're playing this Peyton on a Sunday morning.
And that's for Lionel Richie, got a big royalty check for that one. And
look at the Thursday night game. Okay. Close as shit. Look at every game on Sunday. Close. Okay.
Yep.
Seattle 12-10 against the Dolphins at home.
Russ almost broke his ankle though.
They
took the first half to get warmed up though, if you ask me.
I'm saying the truth. He better fucking be healthy.
Because you know, everybody out there knows that that's your MVP pick, motherfucker.
Everybody out there knows.
I don't hear that shit.
If he isn't healthy, that team does nothing. Sorry. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah.
That's the case. And they look kind of like shit when he was hurt. So, all right. Every game was within 5 points.
True. Except for that ass whipping San Francisco game last night.
That's what I'm saying. The Monday night games were both blowouts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They are. All right.
Who impressed you, though? Because I got some impressive, you know. I'll give you who impressed me. And I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm from the Bayou State. Shout out to the New Orleans Saints. That's the second shout out. I'm sorry. I had to do it because I don't give a fuck. But we played real good. Brandon Cooks looked real good. Drew looked real good. And we still lost. So that just goes to show you in life, you know. Sometimes you put up a good effort and you still fucking lose. But you got to get up the next day. And you still got to work your ass off and do it again. So.
Who are they even playing?
Oakland. It was a good fucking game. Man, what you doing, man? Hold on. White boy out of bounds, y'all.
You're all about this Peyton fucking picture. I'm gonna have to use it now. I thought I had one already put together, but
It's a vibe, man. It's a vibe. You gotta feel the vibe.
That's it. Yo, tell them about my my weed store experience.
Oh my god. Okay, so I go to, where was I? Where were we coming
you're
from?
You just picked me up. Give me a ride to work.
Okay, yeah, pick him up.
Yeah,
give me a ride to work. So on the way to work, so he break out the weed pen. So like every other normal person, middle of the daytime, I try not to be high or drunk or whatever the fuck, which you might fail at sometimes, but it's okay, kids. So he passed me the weed pen. So first instinct is like, man, I got so much shit I need to do right now. I don't need to be fucking sky high. So I give it back to him. So then I get it back. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, I do what I do because I don't incriminate myself on the air if y'all ain't learned yet. So the thing not hitting. So he like, oh, it's the store right here. So I'm like, okay. So I don't know what that got to do with us. The people don't have no weed cards and shit. So he's like, just pull in. I'm like, okay. So we go, park in the back. So, of course, me being a smart black gentleman, I don't even want to get out the car. So the white dude like, oh, come on. And I'm like, what? Where are you going? He's like, oh, we're going to the store. And I'm like, the stores that got all the fucking metal bars and shit, and you got to show paperwork and all this other shit that we don't have. He's like, come on, just go check it out. I'm like, okay. So he goes in first. He gets buzzed in, so it's nice Asian gentleman.
Yeah, number one, you had to go through a goddamn metal detector.
Like every weed store, you got to go through fucking metal detector and a gated
shit.
Yeah. Gated front room and all this shit. So he going first, of course. You had some in your pockets, so he cleared. So me, I didn't clear, but I was getting my shit out. So the dude just looking at him like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, I want to know if y'all sell these." And he pulls out the weed pen. And the dude like, yeah, we sell them. So he like, you know, you got your paperwork. Like, no, I had it. You know, it was like, okay, like you had it. What the fuck does that mean? It's like, oh, I mean, I just lost it. And dude was like, okay, so you've been here before? Like, nah, nope. And the dude was like, what in the hell is going on right now?
He goes, how do you have a pen if you don't
have a pen? He was like, how do you have a pen if you don't have... It was like, oh, I've been had this. I had this when I had this. He was like, oh, okay. So I guess that put his mind at ease. But it was just goes to show you that just being white sometimes and showing up to the party don't mean you're going to get in. So
that's, this was definitely one of those times.
This was definitely one of those times.
Let's just say that.
But we still need to refill on this pen because it's not.
No. Yeah. Well, you said you're going to call.
I got all that taken care of. But I'm just saying that one there, I thought it was going to pop and lock for us.
Yeah, okay. You're right. But it's Peyton on a Sunday morning. Anyways, yeah, the games last night were fucking dog shit. The 49ers fucking look great and like...
No, I disagree. The Rams look bad. Oh, the 49ers did not look great.
Yeah, if
Blaine Gabbert thinks that's going to fucking square away his job, he's got a fucking shitload of fucking reality coming to him.
Should we even bother with the Kaepernick shit or no? Because
no, we already talked about it. You're a Kaepernick hater, and I kept it going.
I'm not right,
we're not going to talk about it because you got your opinion. I respect it. You said what you had to say, and I don't disagree with your opinion. All here, so fuck. I don't give a fuck. I still believe he played better football than Blaine Gabbert, and he will be the starter eventually. So
that's maybe, just my opinion. Possibly soon.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because Blaine Gabbert's throwing fucking ground balls and shit, missing receivers. And he played decent. Like
I'll tell you, Carlos Hyde, he had a fucking good...
But I always thought he was going to be real deal.
Yeah, he's a fucking good-ass running back. But motherfucker, man. And I'm telling you, as I'm at Universal Studios, which I'll get to, I'm like checking my phone and shit, but it's dying. And so like every like little... Not sports bar, but like they got a little TV on. Right, I'm like, look at the scores. I'm like, motherfucker, like every game.
It's an ass whipping. Fire no. close. Oh,
yeah,
no,
it was
close.
Close. Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
some of the college shit.
No,
I watched the college.
No,
shit.
No, the college. That was fucking.
I like
college. You see my Hawkeyes? They fucking destroyed.
I can't believe. I swear. I'm walking out the fucking door and I looked at the TV and it was Iowa State. It was like 56 to fucking nothing. And this is the one game this man told me he wanted to fucking see Saturday. And I was like, why the fuck did you want to see that game?
Well, I'm an Iowa fan.
Oh, I thought it was like supposed to be competitive or something.
No,
I was like,
fuck? I like Iowa.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, that's my college this the team, fucking man. Game he wanted to see was the fucking Hawkeyes and the Cyclone?
Normally, that's a good game.
Oh, basketball. That'd be a great fucking game. I don't know about football, though. All right.
So, all right. So, Saturday, I work my 12-hour shift. And again, like I said, I'm always...
On his feet.
On my feet. And you know, you've been to the store. You've seen right. me. And I don't sit... Like, that dude, Eric, what does he do? The first thing he comes in. Just fucking sits down.
Right.
All right. The boss.
So, does he sit down every time and get up, like, when every person comes?
I mean, basically, yes.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I have restless leg syndrome. I gotta fucking move around. You know.
I mean, I would hate to get up and back, so I would rather just fucking stand
the whole, and be sitting. Well, what? No, or what he'll do is he'll just move the chair over there behind the register, so he can just go from there to there. But he's a bigger guy, so right. He's a sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Peyton on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. The whole plan was the next day on Sunday.
Yeah.
Was Veronica's work picnic at Universal Studios.
Okay.
Okay. So the plan was she was going to pick me up, and we were going to just go because it's right here. It's, right. You know, I'm, what, 2 minutes away?
5 minutes at the most, yeah.
Yeah. And so I say, oh, okay. I'm, like, texting her throughout the night, but I could tell she's starting to, like, tie one on.
Okay.
All right, like, because she's with her friends, and they're cooking food and shit like this. All okay.
All right.
So she calls me at like 11:50.
Shit.
And she's like, listen, I'll just pay for a lift to get you over here because I want to see you.
Tonight. Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. And I'm like,
that's a good woman. Yeah, I like when women pay for shit.
We got to come back.
And they don't have to.
I'm like, we got to get up and we got to come back. Like, I honestly was like, it was one of two things. Either she's just going to get me in the morning
right.
on a Sunday morning or like Peyton or you know, she was going to come over that night and we would go to sleep, basically, okay. You know? Well, it turns out, nope. Come over, make sure you bring booze. So I bring a fucking bottle of vodka. Yeah,
she was ready to get the party popping, huh? Shout out Tupac.
She already had
What's your phone number?
Already had the party popping.
Oh, okay.
Her friend was there. Her dude was there.
Okay.
The roommate was there. And they are fucking lit.
Oh, shit.
All right, I get there by like, I mean, think about it, dude. Leaving the liquor store at 12 to get to Culver City,
yeah.
I get there about maybe 12:35.
Yeah,
and the shit's popping.
And the shit's popping.
And I'm like, well, fuck it. I mean, hey,
I might as well catch up.
I got a fucking Sunday off. Let's go.
Yeah,
you know, shots and shit. They're doing Jenga. I mean, there's all kinds of shit.
Ah, damn.
I'm like, all right, and this dude.
What it was like a fucking potluck or some shit.
No, just people, whatever they had already drank, drank.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like they...
But it was no special occasion is what I'm saying.
No, like, her and her friend made food, and then it was good, man. Like,
can she cook?
It was like this Mexican chicken shit. Yeah, it was fucking, it was delicious. Okay. Like a mole.
I like mole, yeah.
And so they, I'm like, okay, so I'm up till like 3.
Okay.
Okay, she passed out. I'm up with her friends.
But you just starting to get lit. Fuck, you got the
early
buzz going on. You ain't gonna tire out till about 5 at this point. Yeah,
so I'm up with the friends, and then they're like, okay, we're gonna go. I'm like, all right, and I finally fall asleep probably 3:30.
Okay, what time was the shit for the next day?
Well, I'll get to that.
Oh goddamn!
I get all of a sudden I like wake up and like one of those like holy shit. Like,
like I overslept everything I was supposed to do.
Where the fuck am I?
Right.
Kind of thing. And she's already made up, ready to go, which is a rarity.
Dang.
Because it takes her like fucking, I don't know about your chick, but it takes her
2 hours.
That's fucking
2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, holy shit, how long? I'm like, why didn't you wake me up? You know, and now, but I'm like rubbing my eyes like, holy shit. Like, the hangover is there.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I don't have my anxiety pills on me.
Okay. You got the weed pen?
Nope. Nope. I'm like,
you gotta take a drink.
Damn it.
Gotta take a drink.
Guess I definitely did.
I know.
I definitely had another couple shots of vodka and two tall boy beers.
God dang.
And then we left. She was finally ready. Came here.
I thought she said she was ready already.
Like, she was partially ready, right? Like, she wasn't just laying around, you know what I'm saying? All right. So, we come here, and she's like, I'm just going to park, because I get ready pretty quick.
Yeah. Every man with a set of balls gets ready pretty quick.
Yeah, if need be.
If need be.
Yeah. And so, I'm like, okay, I'll go. But I'm, like, in the shower, and I'm still, and now I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm kind of wasted. And it's fucking...
What time is that at this point?
11 a.m.
Okay.
But we got to
get... So, you slept, like... 5 hours, maybe 4 hours.
Okay, we got to get there by 12 because the lunch it had like an early one and a late one, and the last one was 12 to 1:30. So we got to get to Universal City, fucking park,
all that shit. Yeah,
get there, get in, and get lunch.
Yep.
It's, you know, your basic burgers, dogs, shit like that.
It's free.
You know, it was free as fuck. And I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry as hell. I had a fucking big ass piece of chicken, some beans and shit, you know? And, but now, like, it's starting to kick in where it's like, I'm almost hangover mode.
Yeah.
So we're walking around the park and she's like, hey, you want a beer? I'm like, yes, yes, I would like a beer.
Man, I know the feeling.
We go and here's the thing. I don't know if you know this about me or not. I don't like rides. I don't attractions. I like the zoo. Like, I like going to the zoo and looking at animals and shit.
I'm not a rider either. I used to be.
Okay. I never have liked roller coasters, Ferris wheels, any kind of shit like this.
I stopped that shit in elementary school.
They put in this whole new Harry Potter section.
You can see it from the freeway.
Yeah. It's pretty dope, too, by the way, I'm going to say. Like, it's actually really kind of nice, you know, like they
I mean, if you put millions of fucking dollars, I hope it's nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I hope so, that's the one word we can get out of this shit.
There's one thing that sucks out of it, but I'll explain. All right, anyways, so they got like a ride for Harry Potter that's like one of those. All the rides there, if you realized, aren't really rides. It's just like
something attractions
you sit on and like there's a screen and shit.
It's attractions.
It was pretty cool, but they have a roller coaster.
Okay.
Okay, but it's like a mini roller coaster to be at like your county fair. Okay. It's not like a
not tear your fucking guts out. Not terrifying. Magic Mountain, right.
And you know, I said, I go, you know, now I got this kind of buzz going on, and I ate some food, so I'm like, you know what? I'll go on it.
Okay.
No, it's the same woman when we went to Busch Gardens. I wouldn't go on one fucking ride. Okay. She's like,
I've never been there since I've been in California.
Busch Gardens?
Yeah.
That's in Florida, dude.
Oh.
Anyway,
see, that's telling y'all.
There's one in Florida. There's one in Virginia.
I'm thinking of Knott's Berry Farm. I've never been to Knott's Berry.
You know what? Thinking about it myself, I've never been there either. People say that like not scary farms is like really. I don't like that scary shit either.
I'm a grown up. I can't see myself being scared by something that I know is supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't
want to
go through like mazes and shit like this for $30, whatever. But people like that shit. You like it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but people always tell me when I say I don't like it, they will say, well, you smoke weed, so just get high and do it, and you'll have fun. And I was like, I don't think that just gets the fun factor going for me sometimes.
Get high and go to that horror shit?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I would be fucking bugged out.
See, I wouldn't be bugged out. It's fake.
I know it's fake. But
no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, your body wouldn't allow you to be, like me, I'm saying, wouldn't allow me to be bugged out because I know it's fucking fake. So in my mind, it's like,
I feel you.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not tripping. Fuck.
So I'm like, you know what? Like, she didn't even ask. And I just said, you know what? Let's go on that. And she gave me a look like, what the fuck? And we're standing in line. And like the whole time, I'm like, I wish I would have taken an anxiety pill and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, fuck it. I got to conquer this demon of me going on rides and shit.
So you don't go because you're scared? What the fuck?
Not just because I don't know. I just don't like the shit. Let's just say that.
That's me.
I don't like the
shit. And the older I get, the more stress and grown up shit I get into. We went to Disneyland and I tried one time and I almost had a fucking heart attack. Because I'm like, I have a real like stress. Like,
what ride was it?
I don't even fucking remember. It don't like, what, it,
like that Smoky Mountain thing
or
whatever?
I don't fucking know. I won't even give it enough credit to know that it gave me a fucking heart murmur or whatever the fuck. And it was just like, I went and got a beer and it was just like, I'll never go another. Because it was like literally like, not, I'm afraid. It was like, I'm having a fucking heart attack type shit.
No,
like,
believe me, I know how that is.
Yeah, I talked to my mom was out here, and I was just like, fuck, I feel like I have. She was like, you say you stressed out. And she, I was like, yeah. She said, you're smoking a lot of cigarettes. I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, you probably don't need to go on no shit like that. The signs say motherfuckers going to have. I was like, damn, it make a lot of sense.
Something like, she's the kind of person who like just, she'll like go on the ride and be like, ah!
Right.
Hands up in the air and shit. And like, really, okay. Anyways. So this motherfucking Harry Potter. So I end up going on like every fucking ride at the place.
Okay.
Except for Jurassic Park because I don't like drops.
Oh, okay. Right. That's and even that, a more of a
that one.
I'm not like, afraid. I just literally had a heart attack. My heart dropped to my dick.
People dig shit like that. Yeah. I don't.
And listen, I don't have nothing against them.
At Harry Potter Land or whatever the fuck it's called, they sell wands. There's a wand store.
Okay.
We're walking, the guy, I later on put together what he said.
Yeah.
But like I told you, I was sort of in a haze. And he goes, well, if you're looking for the wand store, the wand store's downstairs. We have a wand store, and if you want to get a wand, there's a wand here, and there's one. I'm like,
did I say wine?
Wand.
Not. I'm saying you thought he said the wine.
I don't know what the fuck he said. Oh. I just walked away like, I don't know. Then I start seeing
wands.
Adult people with wands.
Right. Touching okay. each other's no, testicles. No, no.
They would go to the buildings and they would like hit the thing.
Mm-hmm. It light like, up or some it, shit.
And oh like the fucking plants would oh, grow wow. and shit.
Okay.
Okay. And you okay. have a map that you had to buy.
Yeah. To go nowhere to plant.
That would show you where to go
with your wand.
Throughout ding, throughout ding, the park. Ding. How much you think one of these fucking wands is?
I say $60.
That was the most expensive one.
Okay. I knew it was somewhere in that area.
There was a $30 one, yeah. a $47 one, yeah. and a $60 one. And the map is $25.
That's $100 on a wand.
On a wand.
Map. Wow.
On a motherfucking wand that comes in a wand box.
Wow.
And a wand bag. And I'm not saying this is kids.
Did she buy one?
Fuck no.
Oh.
That would have slapped the shit out of her. You buy waste you money on that shit.
You buying a wand?
No, she doesn't even like Harry
That's
Potter.
That's a wand?
So she doesn't like Harry Potter, so it's fine. Do you ever see that porno Harry Twatter?
No.
All right. No. But,
didn't catch that one.
All right, so I'm looking and I'm thinking like, okay, if like you had like a 6-year-old and they're in Harry Potter,
right.
like,
then that'd
okay,
be some different shit,
you
right?
Get, you get them one.
I got you.
No,
got you.
These are motherfucking couples
right.
that are dressed up in Harry Potter shit right. doing this wand shit. And I'm like, how much money do you waste to get into the park?
Man, they looking at a $500 day on entrance. Because it's at least $99 a person. So it's two people, that's $200. Then you're looking at two wands, two maps. Oh, I'll say one map if you're sharing a fucking map. You like at almost $400 fucking dollars. Like you're easy at $500 for the day.
Say it, dude. I
what the fuck?
On some wands.
On some wands.
And at the same time, I'm like,
talking about a wand?
I'm like, that's some actual like fucking terrific marketing.
Oh, everything Universal does.
Because then you gotta walk around the entire right. park, okay, and you gotta wand shit.
Right.
Like so at Jurassic Park, there'll be a thing and you could wand it.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
With these fucking things. I'm not even kidding. So, anyways, so I made her. We go through all the shit, but I'm like, I gotta see Waterworld. That's like my favorite. Okay. Now, that's the one attraction I really, really like.
That was cool.
At Universal Studios. Like, I don't know, for a shitty movie, they put on a really good. Because
it wasn't
show.
Supposed to be a shitty movie. And for a shitty movie, they spent fucking shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So it wasn't supposed to be, once again, a shitty movie.
No, I know. But I'm saying is that. I really like that show, so yeah. I'll always make sure to see that when I go to Universal yeah. Studios. But throughout the course of the day, of course, we're getting more beers, and all they really have is the tall boys, so you walk around with tall
and they
boys.
Suck in with that shit, too. I noticed that fucking, you're only going to get a big cup. I was like, what a fucking small cup? So I was like, I think my cousin will give me a beer, and she came back with this big, I was like, why the fuck you got me this big ass? She was like, oh, that's all they had. And I was like, what the fuck? This is where they start you off at?
That's
it's yeah, like the yeah, fucking, with the, like that big ass drumstick turkey shit. I'm
yep,
like,
yep.
I don't want nothing that fucking big. Let me have a snack. What a fucking, a little yeah. grab bag or no, something. What the fuck is this? God damn.
Besides Waterworld, my second favorite part of Universal Studios is the actual tour. I love the tour. Yeah. I love that
tour. It's a great fucking place, man.
Have you been there since they did the Fast and Furious part?
Yeah.
That's fucking pretty cool.
I told you, it's a cool place, man. It's just, I don't want a fucking wand.
Yeah, I don't either. Anyways, so we're having drinks, and we're leaving, and because I have been 2 days drunk, I'm like, yo, take this picture of me sucking Tom Hanks's cock.
Okay, yeah. That's the way to go, Sully. Take my picture sucking Sully's cock on like, opening weekend. What the fuck?
There's like a cow, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to pretend to like suck the cow's cock.
He was sucking cocks at Universal Studios in a drunken stupor. Oh, my God. I wish I could have saw that one.
I was going to make a picture of the week.
You got a picture of you and Tom Hanks? Let me see.
Oh no! The one with me and Tom Hanks is me bent over and him and the guys from Apollo 13 looking at my ass.
Damn!
All right, take.
Oh
take.
My God! Look at this fucking dude. He got a full bend. He touching his toes and everything. Now he's sucking a fucking cow's dick or something. You fucking stupid with a most wanted wiener box. What the fuck? You gotta see it to believe it. Yes, I think that is the picture of the week right there because that was my first time seeing it.
On a Sunday morning,
I'm not gonna lie. That look on his face is even like you're sucking a cow's cock.
I could have been like, it's utter. What if it was a female cow?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know, technically.
That's true.
You know?
Oh, my God.
But she was like, so, she's like, all right, dude, quick.
Dude,
like,
quick.
She was so fucking embarrassed.
Say, go sit the fuck down. No. Take that wiener box away from your cock.
On my birthday, now I kind of bitched about this and then felt like a dickhead later on.
To her?
Not to her, like just on the podcast.
Okay.
All I wear is Under Armour.
Okay.
Okay. That's the only underwear that I wear.
Okay. Why?
It's
comfortable.
They last. They're comfortable. They keep sweat away from my balls.
Okay.
From the window to the walls.
So since God didn't invent Under Armour till the white man in Baltimore came up with the company, he was going free base before that, I think. So I'll let y'all know.
Do you own a pair of Under Armour?
I don't.
All right. Well, here.
It might be good. I don't know.
I'm going to take this.
I don't have no complaints in my underwear department, so I don't know. They might be, though. I know certain underwear do just make your balls.
I got a brand new pair of Under Armour.
Yeah.
And you're my size.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you, and then you check back next episode and tell me how it is.
To the next episode.
You can have them.
Don't know. All right.
Now, here's the issue.
So give me the story. Yeah.
Here's the issue with the ones I'm going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dick hole in them.
Oh, a lot of under. I get ones from Ross's and Marshall's and shit. It'd be some of the best shit, like
Champion or something.
No. It's a company I wear.
Me undies.
No, it's like sports kind of cup, but it's like just a cup. It look like a cup dick area. It's like,
yeah, that's how
yeah,
Under Armour.
That's right. Yeah. So I know. I wear some of those.
The whole reason I buy the shit is because, like, I have pairs of Under Armour that I've had for 4 to 5 years. Yeah. You buy a pair of like fucking Hanes,
no,
that shit's gonna last.
I'm gonna tell you something.
7 months.
Something that I learned because I used to be just like you, and I don't know where the fuck I was. And these people having a conversation, it was like, any grown man after 2 years, you should just throw away your underwear, your socks. And I used to be the motherfucker. I brought underwear from Louisiana. Like you know, I'm like you. Yeah. Like this shit lasts for years. I don't see nothing wrong with it. And you'd be like, that's just fucking. Think about it. Like throw the shit away. And I was like.
Yeah, but you wash the shit. It's not like it.
Right. I don't know.
No, how many shirts do you own that you've had for fucking 10 years? Probably a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what the fuck's the difference with the underwear?
I don't know.
I mean, if they start to get a hole in them.
Not even a hole. They was just saying it like, it's just, why would you want to hold on to underwear that long and socks? And I was just like, I don't know.
Look at right now.
That's Peyton on the Sunday morning.
See what I'm saying? Look at
Under Armour. He's sponsored by Under Armour.
Under Armour socks.
Him and Michael Phelps. And I'm Under Armour underwear. That's what I was talking about. I think it's like RGX or some shit. I get that. It's some good shit.
That's good shit.
There's no dick hole though.
But there's no dick hole. So right. Like every time you gotta take a piss, you gotta fucking unbuckle
in the front
and then take it out.
Dip in the front.
And then, that sucks. So it made me think of the Chappelle Show skit, the Player Haters Ball, which we can argue about it. I think is Player Haters Ball is the best Chappelle skit of all time.
I would never say which one is the best because every time I go back and look at something else, I'm just like, wow.
I would just say it's my favorite.
I could definitely.
All right.
But I forgot how funny the fucking Mad Real World. Like, literally, that shit is like.
Did you go back and watch it?
Man, that's like literally some of the funniest shit ever on TV.
Where he just goes.
Man, that is literally like some of the funniest shit ever put on television. So, like I said, I'm not going to tell you you're not telling the truth.
Hey. When you take a piss, you sit down.
When he was beating off on the bed, I'm telling you, you can't. I don't think you can do. Oh, let's do that again. You can't do that again. That's like first take is just beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. That's us, dog. We're there. We're gonna be there. So Player Haters Ball. The whole time, every time I got a piss because I had beers in me. Obviously, I got a piss nonstop. I got the fucking dick hole. You know, but I wear the underwear because she got them for me, so I don't want to feel like an asshole. You know, like I try to wear them around her so that it's like, hey, you're using the product that I bought you, kind of thing.
That's cool. I understand.
It went a long way, but
right. Okay. I get you.
So I'm going, but every time I'm doing it, I'm thinking of Silky Johnson.
Wait, hold on. Where are we at right now, Silky? How the fuck we get to Silky?
I'm gonna explain.
Okay, all right.
All right, because when they say, oh, we also do these games at the Player Haters Ball.
Right.
And they show pictures of Puffy and they go, oh, he got dolphin teeth.
Right, dolphin teeth.
Okay. And then they show Rosie O'Donnell Silky goes, that woman has underwear with dick holes in them. And they all lose like this shit.
I remember that one. That was
in my head for like fucking.
I was wondering how we got to the dick hole, no dick holes in the underwear.
That's.
That's even so, if y'all was sitting there wondering, just know I was with y'all on that ride. I was like, what the fuck we get to the dick holes in?
So,
the-
if you don't know Chappelle's Show and you don't know underwear without dick holes in them, you're totally
fucked. You missed out on that story just now.
You're kind of like fucked. But, all right, we're almost to the midway point, so I think you know what time it is.
All right, time for the most gangster shit of the week. And without a doubt, it's September 13th, 2016. The most gangster shit of the week for the last 20 years on this date has been the day that Tupac Machiavelli Shakur is resting in peace. So I ain't gonna get into too much about it, but you know what?
No, he's still it's Tupac Amaru Shakur.
I say Machiavelli, motherfucker. Mm. He's still the best motherfucker to ever do it. I don't give a fuck your feelings, fuck your opinion. That's on y'all. I'm not hating on who y'all want, like rapping and all that
shit. I hate that we fucking play but Tupac every week and we can't play it this week.
We're going to say rest in peace, Pop. We're going to say Thug Life till you die.
Also,
go check out Smoking Newport today. Go check out All Eyes on Me.
Check out that new trailer.
The new trailer is out there.
What's the date?
November 11th. Go check it out. Smoke your Newport, have you some Hennessy, eat you some chicken wings, all the Pac favorite shit. Go get a tattoo. If you never had a tattoo before, you know what? Today might be a good day to get your tattoo. Neck tattoos, preferably, back, stomach, fuck the world.
I always wanted to get a Slug Life tattoo, but like the S was a slug.
Once again, prove that Tupac influenced another impressionable mind. So
he sure did. You know what? I don't want to. We don't have to spend a ton of time on it, but right. 20 years.
And he's still the motherfucker.
I mean, that's...
And he's still the motherfucker.
That's the truth.
20 years and he's still the motherfucker. That's...
Can you believe that?
I can, because I know what he did for me in high school and back of the car smoking blunts and sitting in locker rooms and all that type of shit on bus rides with the fucking Discmans and all this shit.
That's what we used to... Yo, we used to come out basketball.
So,
ambitions as a rider.
Like. Man, all our coach told us, I don't care what y'all come out to, as long as it's a clean version. Man, we used to have the best fucking soundtrack in America. So, rest in peace, Pac, you know? So, yeah, we can do a whole Pac podcast later on down the line. You heard me? Because I got some gangster shit. But it's
Did you ever read Holler If You Hear Me?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are out there and you're actually interested, let me know. I'll let you borrow my book or look it up online. But Holler If You Hear Me, I want to say it's by Eric Dyson.
Yeah.
Who's like...
A scholar.
Yes.
He's one of the smartest motherfuckers walking around.
Like, he's like a Harvard professor, black dude.
Right.
Not pro-black, not anything. No, he's just a
real motherfucker. Yeah, down the middle, like, I don't give a fuck either side. I'm just coming with the real shit.
I want to say he wrote for Rolling Stone.
Yeah, he did a lot of shit. Okay. He's done a lot of...
Anyways, so he wrote this book, and it really details how much... Like, there was two dichotomies, a dichotomy is two, of Tupac.
Yeah.
Of his gangster life, but then also how much he wanted to change the world and change the way that people thought. Like, the song Changes. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but Tupac really wanted that.
Right. Tupac was going to be our first black president. If y'all don't know that shit, I'm sorry to tell y'all. Tupac was going to be the first black president. Tupac was going to have an Oscar award. Tupac was going to do a lot of shit that people don't know nothing about. So.
Well, and you know, of course, in it, there's a lot of alleged things. You know, with anything, especially like that Biggie Tupac movie.
Yeah, I don't get into alleged shit.
There's alleged shit. But the one thing, supposedly, is that Suge Knight had him killed because he owed him $7 million. Tupac said he was going to leave and just be an actor. And if you look at it, when he got out of jail, sure, he put out a lot of music. Right. But that's all of a sudden, he had like three fucking movies coming out.
Right, but he signed a three-picture deal with whoever put out Gridlocked and all that. I don't know if it was Sony or whoever it was. But he wasn't going to just be an actor. He was fulfilling his contract with Death Row. And then once that was done, he was going to release all his shit independently.
Okay.
So he was doing Euthanasia was going to be the name of his record label, his production company or something. Oh, he had a whole plan. That's why I say motherfuckers don't make plans no more. Motherfuckers don't. It's all just a fly-by-night shit now, man. There's no substance behind this shit.
That's true.
Being a gangster back then meant something. Now this shit kind of watered down. So I don't know.
Yeah. And the second teaser trailer looks fucking awesome, by the way. It really does. The first one had more impact on me. The second one shows more what the story's going to be about.
I'm glad. Because the first one, you saw a little bit of the rape situation. Like, shit that I was like hoping that they didn't try to keep nothing out of this motherfucker.
And shit like that.
Yeah. So I think they, hey. And you know Benny Boone, director. music video director. The next day aired. It was like his only feature film, like seven years ago.
Name a video that he made.
Oh, Benny Boom, fucking
like what's a good one?
Man, Benny Boom directed a video for everybody. But I just told you his feature film, the only one. Next day aired. That was like 7 years ago with Most Def in there. Wood Harris and somebody.
That's some dude I was thinking about last time. Wood Harris.
Wood Harris, a gangster. Okay, right. I like Wood Harris too.
Yeah, man, I fuck with that guy. Okay, so on like the, well, now it's fucking hip hop in it again. Every fucking podcast is. All right. YG. Now, last time you said you weren't a Tyga hater.
Not at all.
You just said that.
But I bought YG CD.
Okay.
I've never bought a Tyga CD in my life.
Okay.
But I went in the fucking Amoeba and I was driving, about to drive to Texas to see my kid, and I bought fucking YG. I bought MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. I bought fucking some Future CD and some old Pac shit.
Now, I'm not arguing about YG. Listen.
YG got some gangster shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But every fucking chorus is the N-word. Why? Why is it? Why?
Nah,
why
you're not telling me. You got to listen to YG, man. YG got some. I'm telling you, YG is a lot more than what you think it is. Interscope just gave YG a like record label deal. His shit is some.
All right.
Tyga, I would never relate to that. None of that shit.
I'm not gonna argue with two. I mean,
right. I understand.
I would admit that YG has more hits.
And that's not even with hits. I'm in the streets, like in real life. I told you that. Like, my philosophy on real life is I relate to real motherfuckers at this point in my life. Anything that's just not real, I can't relate to it. So,
all right. Can you give me a chorus, please? So I'm not going to take all the shit off.
I thought you. What?
He's done.
All right. Well, motherfucker, can you wait till I'm getting my motherfucking.
All right. You getting your stroll on? All right. Your mom will be proud of me right now.
What else on that motherfucker?
Cause it was no, because I was talking about YG. I'm saying, okay, so who is the main producer for YG?
Mustard on the beat, ho.
Okay. DJ Mustard, number one, is a terrible name.
No, because his real name is Dijon. See, I told you, man, you got to really know what's going on in the fucking streets, man. It's,
okay.
Now, think about it. Your face, if y'all can see his face, was like, damn, that is a good name. It's like his name, I'm calling him Mayo, and he telling me his name, Wonder Bread.
I just know, because every song comes out. Yeah. And you go, Money on a Beat, how. I guess that's from.
His real name is Dijon.
God damn it, what song? There's a song that. I'm Good. YG, I'm Good.
Yeah, you didn't expect that one.
YG, I'm Good, that he says it on that song, but then he uses it on every other fucking...
Because that's like his catchphrase. But you didn't expect...
His real name is Dijon, motherfucker.
No, that's actually... Okay.
DJ All Mustard. Right. DJ Mustard.
Now, the one... But here's the thing. Every song this motherfucking guy puts out, he has to say what?
Mustard on a beat, ho.
All right. Don't you think he's taking himself a little too seriously?
No, all of them do that shit.
But, you know,
it's a new era. That's why I told you I don't listen to... I listen to old... Fuck, you get in my car right now and you hear the shit that's on. Old gangster shit. It wasn't about none of that shit. I'm not knocking none of these young motherfuckers. I'm saying
like this. Like, listen, I listened to how many... I listed all these songs last time off All Eyes on Me. And my dad's produced it? I would have had no clue. But now I know every motherfucker.
Because see, this is the difference. And this is what I tell people. Back then, you could make money from music. You can't make money from music. So you have to know who Mustard is, because Mustard is signed to Roc Nation as an artist. He's a DJ. He goes around DJing, making $50,000 a fucking show or whatever. All
right.
So it's just branding yourself, because nobody buys albums. So you can't. Daz made fucking $50 million because fucking All Eyes on Me sold 6 million copies and all this other shit. The Chronic sold this. He helped Dre produce this. So he made money. Like you said, you didn't know he produced, but his bank account knew. But now it's no money. So you so every time you do a podcast, you gotta say Brandon on the mic, ho. And they're like, oh, that's Brandon on the mic, ho. Come to the lounge. And
well, who else is doing? I mean, who else?
Everybody.
Is doing
Metro
that?
Metro Boomin, who do all the Future shit. His thing is Metro Boomin want some more.
On every song?
Just yeah. Everybody has a tagline. That's the new thing. Producers have taglines. All the old school motherfuckers like Pharrell and them, no,
they don't.
Because he's rich.
Okay,
them motherfuckers.
I got you.
That's why I tell you this
yeah,
a kid's
game.
Okay,
I imagine this DJ Mustard has money,
but not Pharrell money. You got to
motherfucker made that. I'm so happy. I mean, I know
right.
that guy's. But
what
got
I'm
money.
Saying is Pharrell and them came from the era of music still, you being able to live off of music, selling millions of copies of records and shit. That does not happen anymore unless you're fucking Drake. So if you're not Drake. Then Why does 40 only produce for Drake? Because he's rich from producing from Drake. He don't need to go produce nobody else.
Who's Drake's producer?
40, this white boy.
Is it the dude with the beard?
Yeah, with the bald head.
That's
always smoking the weed. That's all.
He's the one in the video where he's like, started from the bottom and now we're freaking here. You ever see? Like, it's his homie from Toronto.
Oh, yeah, that's the other white boy. He's just a comedian or some shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, all right.
40 is the one who never talks.
You know what I'm talking about, though. All right.
40 is the one you never see him talking shit. He's just always smoking a joint.
He's the Chad Hugo of that.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's what I'm saying. They only like two people making money. So you got to. These dudes, these little dudes who producers, they got DJing every night and shit. My little cousin, he's 22. He trying to do the same thing. Like, you literally have to tag yourself.
Out here or?
Out here. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to tag yourself and fucking let the people know who you are.
So, I guess Mustard on the beat.
Like, Mustard was one of the opening acts for Rihanna's anti-tour. He was like, it was him, Travis Scott, and Rihanna on the bill.
And he just DJed.
And he produced like two songs on her album. And he just goes out there, like Khaled. Yeah,
he just spins
records. Yeah, so, but
yeah, DJ Khaled ain't doing like fucking raps and shit.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So he had to, that's what they do. All these youngsters, that's what they do. We can pull up a playlist right now. It's going to be Kader on a track. Brandon and this bitch. Everybody right. got a tag on it. It's just like.
Well, okay. I was not,
right, you said rappers taking themselves too serious. No. It's not like braggadocious. It's like we broke.
Rappers do take themselves too seriously. I mean, yeah. Athletes, rappers. But I mean, I'm saying the fact. I understand now the producer side of it.
Right.
Where there's that's what I was getting at.
And you got to remember too now with the album's not selling, they really get fucked. Like when people just bootleg all this shit. Like
yeah,
it's no fucking. It's songs.
What's
that
the YG album that you bought?
Still Brazy, the second one.
Okay.
That shit is hard as fuck. I'm telling
you.
He's
from out here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Donald Trump. Shout out.
All right. We missed Easy's birthday.
I sent you a picture. So rest in peace, Easy.
And we had a passing of Jerry Heller.
And that was the next day.
Now, let me ask you like this. Do you feel bad that the dude died? Like he was an architect of that group.
I didn't feel bad when he was alive. I didn't think Jerry Heller did nothing different than no other motherfucker would have did.
That's true.
Eazy-E was rich because Eazy-E was the person who was smart. I've been around so many different people who know I'm in production or this. And this from when I first came out, I just want to be rich. And when you hear that type of shit, my rich and your rich might be different. You might get $1 million.
Yeah.
I might get $40 million fucking dollars. And you might be like, ain't that some shit? And you won't sue me. Bitch, you say you wanted to be rich. You signed the papers. I didn't fucking forge nothing. They never had a trial saying Jerry forged the fucking signature.
You don't hate on Jerry
Fuck
Heller.
No. Ice Cube, Rich, Dre Rich, MC Renner, them doing whatever the fuck they doing. No, man. You can't hate on personal feel. That was emotional shit.
I got you.
Jimmy Iovine got Dre and them right. Brian Turner got Cube right for a little while.
I don't want to bring it up again. But
straight out of Compton. I know it was coming.
Was that really Jimmy Iovine in the movie?
No, he looked just like him.
Yeah, he did though. That was good cast. Not as good as the Tupac casting. I'm gonna tell you like that. That motherfucking guy looks like Tupac. Yeah. Like I've never seen.
I'm with you on that one.
Like if they made a Menace to Society behind the scenes, Kadir Joseph can play Kane. I'm gonna tell you like that. I don't know who Kadir Joseph is, but I'm just saying, like, he could. I seen something about him. I heard some of his music, and I just told him, just text me.
But
all I said was, just text me.
It's the difference between rich and being pro. Just remember that.
Who did the beats on your shit?
Man, my uncle, man. The motherfucking person who did. Hail Mary.
Okay.
I told you, man. That's a whole nother. We'll spend too much time talking about this shit. Because if you ain't going, we could go a whole podcast about Tupac. And the legacy, and I got stories for that ass.
Okay, so
blast for the past.
All right, I'll totally switch the topic. All right, this is going to be called Brandon's Week in Embarrassment.
Okay,
because most weeks I have something embarrassing happen to me because I shit my pants or I got to take a piss or
he did say he shit his pants. Yes, you heard that right.
Okay, not this week, but
right.
Okay, so. Luke, this is 2 weeks ago, and I didn't tell you this story.
Okay.
Luke has one of his angels, one of his lovelies, over.
How the fuck Luke get angels?
It's Luke's Angels.
I know, I'm just fucking with y'all. I just like to hear y'all explain this
it's
shit.
It's stable.
It's stable. Right. Luke, you a motherfucking pimp, baby.
I always laugh because it's like one of his lovelies. I always love that from Training
Luke, you right there next to the dude with the bunny ranch in Vegas.
What is that? Dennis Hoff.
Dennis fucking Hoff.
Dennis Hoff.
Luke Hoff. Luke Hoff.
All right, so I come out and every morning I come up. And I fill up my stupid Yeti mug full of water.
My Yeti mug.
Do you know what Yeti is? That shit's got to be right. Big in the South. Yeah, right. I fill it up with water, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta take a shit. Now I don't know that the slob is here.
One of the angels.
Yeah, one of his lovelies.
You can't call a slob and an angel. One of his lovelies. Okay.
she's here, and see, here's the thing. He doesn't have an air conditioner.
Okay.
I have one in my room, and we have one out here. Okay. So he'll turn this one on, so it'll cool down.
So she was in here butt naked.
No. She wasn't butt naked. But she was in his room, but I didn't know because she took her shoes and her purse and all that shit. Normally, the angels will leave their shit all over the place. Okay.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
She took all the shit in the room.
Okay.
Now I'm like, okay, well, Luke's at work, and
he wasn't even here.
Right.
Oh shit! They just come like pull up and be like, "What's up?" Just parking, just parking for a few hours.
So right. I don't know if they went out to eat or something before, but so the next day he's gone. He's gone to work, and I'm like, oh, "Okay." I always check for his keys. I look, and I'm like, "Okay, cool." Now so
I can walk around naked. Cool. His keys.
I come out here and I'm like, "Oh man, I got a shit." So I go in the bathroom, and I don't close the door because I'm like, "Fuck it, nobody's home. I'd rather just shit with the door open." Okay. Flush, and it was a squirty, liquidy, fucking,
you know, fucking stupid
kind of shit. Okay, it was terrible. And I flush, and I'm like, okay. And I go to walk out, and she walks out, and she's like, "Hey, Brandon, what's going on?" I'm like, "Oh my god."
She listened to the show?
No. If she listened to the show, would we call her the slob?
We're not gonna. You say shit. You don't give a fuck sometimes about nothing.
I know she does not listen to the show, but I took an open door shit with her, right in Luke's room, right there.
I mean, and she probably enjoyed every fucking trinkle of ass water that fucking fell out while you was shitting.
Shitting with the slob, man.
Shitting with the slob. You fucking crazy.
The new TV show. Shitting coming with the slob. Coming to CW.
Did
this
she
year.
Ask you like,
shitting with the slob.
Is your stomach okay? Or she just was like, what up, B?
She just was like, hey, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm like, okay, see you later. And then I got like super embarrassed.
I mean, what? You know. Sorry. Call her slob. I mean, ain't much I could add to that story, so hey.
But she's very sweet to Luke. I mean, like.
So why y'all leave that fucking girl alone and calling that girl fucking slob? That girl might just have bet facts.
Yo, you see her, you're going to be like, yo, yeah, she's the slob. You would definitely think that. I'm just saying. She's nice to some extent, but you would definitely say, yo.
You stupid.
That's a slob.
You stupid, man. Show me a picture. I know you got a picture.
He's got him on the. You got to check the flicker.
Luke, I'm going for your flicker today, homie. As soon as I get
live from the 405 flicker. No, well, make sure you take a look at it because Luke never talks about it. All right. Now.
You stupid.
All right.
Well, what's the regret?
This week in Brandon embarrassment.
Again, you just gave it, motherfucker.
I got an even worse one.
How can you have an even worse one than shitting with the door wide open? Or a person you calling a slob is listening, you be a fucking slob on a toilet. How could that be fucking possible? How can you top that fucking...
Okay. So, every day...
Oh, my God.
Every day, my mother sends me...
An inspirational... Okay, all right, yeah.
...text.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now that she has, like, a smartphone, she's can text.
Okay.
So, it'll be like... When one door closes, another one opens, kind of right. Shit like that. Right. Okay, and she's like, "If you don't want me to send them, I won't send them." I'm like, "No, it's fine. That's nice. You know, it's right. Nice." I wake up in the morning, and it's
I told
like,
you, man, it's good to have positive people thinking about you and shit, man. Yeah. So that ain't nothing wrong.
So that's definitely good.
And a shout and motherfucking and I was about to say a shout out, a fuck you to all y'all stupid motherfuckers out there who got parents who still alive and y'all treat them like shit, suck a fat baby dick, motherfucker. Because there's you know them people get old, man, they lonely and shit. So text a motherfucker back every once in a while. You heard me?
That's a good point.
I'm just saying, fuck.
So that's why I you know, look at yeah. I look at it and then I delete it.
Right,
you
yeah, know, yeah. I don't keep okay. the shit. It's like, mom, send me one. That's my mom. Send me one more chain email, mom. We're gonna have a fucking fight. But no, this is,
okay.
I love you though.
Normally it's just a text. Okay,
but sometimes the text be chain fucking email.
Yeah, that's true too. But so this one, it's a prayer that she found for Saint Michael.
Okay.
To get you employment.
Okay.
Okay, and it's like, dear. I almost wish I should pull it up.
Oh, come on.
It's like, dear God, you know, grant us the ability to
find a fucking job.
Find a job. So, you know what? I've said it.
Right.
You know,
I'm like, shit. Okay. I got the little prayer angel in my car. Like, fucking, I told me while I'm driving, all that shit. Yeah.
I got you. So, now the day I get it, it was 3 days ago.
All right. When is this story going to take a turn for embarrassing, is what I'm wondering. Y'all sitting there wondering.
Here
wondering
it's coming. So, obviously, I just wake up and I see it on my phone, but I don't have my glasses on. Now, as you know, my vision is terrible.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, if I take off my glasses right now, I can't see that.
Right, I got you.
Okay. All right. But I'm looking, like, I got the phone like this, like, and I'm reading it.
He has the phone and 1 inch away from his face.
And I'm like, okay, and I go forward,
mm-hmm.
and I hit V. I was going to forward it to Veronica.
Right. To spread the positivity. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Okay.
Okay. Now.
Where is this fucking
My going? Old co-worker,
mm-hmm.
she has a V in her name. So it came up. You won't know.
Oh.
It came up and it sent to 3 of my ex-bosses.
Wow.
Okay, so I sent 3 of my ex-bosses.
A prayer for a fucking job. You're a fucking loser. Oh, my God.
I'm like,
oh, my God.
I look and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
How can you top shitting with the door open with shit water dripping down your leg as you walk through the hallway while Angel just walked by?
With sending a prayer.
That's crazy.
Sending a prayer about...
Please don't tell me nobody responded. That's just... I'd be like, thanks.
Dickhead.
Thanks, dickhead.
As I first... And then I'm like, oh my God. They're going to think...
Dick.
They're going to think I'm being such a penis and like trying to like...
It's not our fault you don't have a fucking job, man. Thanks.
Oh my God. I'm like, you got... It was... Dude, it was Dan, John...
I can't
believe it. And Tiana.
You're fucking terrible.
So those 4 people got an email.
So did anybody respond? You didn't answer my question. Did anybody respond?
I automatically wrote once I found out because I went to send.
That's even worse if you wrote something else. You can't never just let a fucking dead dog be dead. Just fucking let this dog.
I wrote back. I just said, hey, wrong email group.
Even that.
I'm sorry. Hope all is well, Brandon.
See? Even all of that. They're like.
I sent a fucking.
I can't believe you sent a follow up to a fuck up.
In an employment prayer to my ex, to the people who fired me. I sent an employment prayer to the people who fired
me. They're like, well, we know he's doing pretty shitty in life right now.
Yes.
And we had something to do with that. So we got him. They probably had like a high five session at work.
I'd rather shit in front of the slob 5 times.
It probably was like at work doing like secret handshakes and shit. Like, yeah, we got that motherfucker out of here. Good job. He's still on his fucking ass.
God damn it.
We got another motherfucker under.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Wow. You still didn't answer my question. Did anybody just even acknowledge that you sent him that?
No.
Okay, that's good. They probably was like so fucking like, cocksucker.
I think you got to admit, if you were the boss, you would think that that's like a slight. Like I'm sending that to be a dick.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
I probably would have been like, damn, okay. I've been like, oh, so fucking what? Like something you, I would have had to top your prayer. Like
I think.
Oh, I'm praying for you too. Good luck. Or
I'm saying I'm sending fucking employment prayers, dude. I mean, like they. Oh,
you're fucking crazy.
I didn't mean to.
Maybe
do
even
it.
Veronica was sitting there like, motherfucker, I got a job. What the fuck you sending me this shit for?
No, she said then. She goes, we'll try it. You know, she was okay.
Right, but I'm just
like,
saying. But I'm saying just to be a dick. Like, okay, well, I got a job. Why are you sending
God
me this shit?
God damn it. I feel
you had a pretty rough week.
It's been a fun week. You're going to get the Seahawks tickets this week.
I told you, man. Sometimes you just got to say, fuck it. Even that, I wouldn't have sent a follow up. I would have just been like, oh, fucking well. Who gives a fuck? They all know. I was the best thing they had. Fuck them.
We didn't even mention that. All right, so we're supposed to go to the Seahawks game this week. Right. All right, because Kudir.
No, I don't mention. No. Okay. No.
We're supposed to go to the.
No, we ain't talking about none of that. We ain't talking about none of that. Nope. Already. Going back to your list. Because that's our real life. I told you, in real life, shit got to happen. I ain't fucking that up. We got to make that happen.
Yep.
Ow. All
right.
Shout out to Mars Day. Ow.
So, what was that? Oh, what's your phone number? That Mars Day and time song.
Yep, that's a great fucking song.
So the dude gives me a ride to the.
Who?
A Lyft driver.
Oh.
He picks me up.
Wait, Lyft? Let me see that shit. What's on there? I think you're missing some key shit.
I am. I'm shitting with the slob and motherfucking.
Shitting with the slob.
Being embarrassed.
Shitting with the slob.
All right. So this dude picks me up.
Oh, buddy.
And his name, his name is like.
Buddy.
Justin.
But call me buddy.
It's J-U-S-T-O-N. And they call him buddy. He owns his own newspaper. It's called L.A. Scoop. If you've ever heard of it. I looked it up. And it is a real thing.
No, I never.
And he says, I always need writers. Because I'm telling him that, I need a job and I write. He goes, well, I'll give you $300 an article. And I'm like, okay. So I took down his money.
I took down his money, motherfucking right. I took down that fucking money and I buried that motherfucker in the trunk.
I took down his number. And so, of course, I try to get, in with them. This is what he wants. He wants me to call local businesses and have them pay him $600 to be featured in the magazine, and then he'll pay me $300 to write like an expose about that person. I'm like, I don't know, dude.
How does he? Oh, he get paid from advertising. Huh?
Yes, that's where he gets paid from, and then he pays the person, the writer.
Right.
But I'm like, okay. I mean, I can try. So like, I asked my boss today. I'm like, hey, do you want to be in a magazine about like. Local vendors and stuff. He goes, no. That was it. Okay.
Fuck no. He just walked.
No. Actually, hang on. I'm sorry. I said. He goes. Well, he goes. Maybe. And I said, it's $600. He goes, no.
Lex Luthor. He gotta pay.
Yeah, the business owner has to pay.
Oh, Wow.
The business owner pays this dude to be advertised and have an expose written about that. Is that the right word? Am I messing up?
No, I think isn't expose like.
It's a bad thing.
Sensational shit.
Yeah. I just mean like a writer.
It's like a type. Like a article. Yeah, right.
Like a write-up about him. Right.
Yeah.
But.
So did you send him the job prayer too as well?
No, I should have.
You should have probably
been. He might need
the fucking job prayer.
I'm gonna send you the motherfucking job prayer.
I'll take it. You know me. I want you to say it every fucking day. Hey, I don't turn away no positive
give
shit.
Give me a job.
Only thing I ain't looking for is the devil and a fucking blunt at the same time.
What the fuck does that even mean?
That means painting on a Sunday morning with an orange towel, motherfucker. Same how shit. Can we?
Oh.
What the fuck is that? Kid Cudi making a special appearance. What up, fool? What up, Cudi?
I'm trying to find the prayer.
Kid Cudi just walked through the door rapping. Y'all wouldn't believe that shit.
I'm trying to find the prayer so I can
not
say
him
it.
And Peyton Manning drinking Bud Light.
Kid Cudi's here, though. Oh. Yeah, so like, I don't know. What's Kid Cudi even sound like?
Like that. He was just fucking singing, motherfucker. All
right, hang on. All right, so.
Peyton on a Sunday morning.
This is how we're going to end, guys. And I want you to say this daily.
Oh, shit.
Until Brandon gets a job.
Oh, shit. Support a brother.
God our Father, I turn to you, seeking your divine help and guidance as I look for suitable employment. I need your wisdom to guide my footsteps along the right path and to lead me to find the proper things to say and do in this quest. I wish to use these gifts and talents you have given me, but I need the opportunity to do so with gainful employment. Do not abandon me, dear Father, in this search, but rather grant me this favor I seek so that I may return to you with praise and thanksgiving for your gracious assistance. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And to all our atheist followers out there, hey, it's still all good.
And that what was sent to my past bosses.
Rest in peace to his past career. We ain't looking for you. You better find us.
Well, I'm glad I said that prayer. I feel better. Do you feel better?
I feel good.
Charge
it to the game.
Church.
Preach.
Tabernacle.
Preach.
Charge. All right. Fuck your faces,
guys. We all just be out.
I'm that nigga with the plugs. I'm the nigga who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm that nigga on the back street with the fat heat. Niggas better run like athletes. I'm that nigga. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You that nigga on the low low. You the nigga, you're the one that be talking to the po-pos. Poor shitting on 4Gs. Niggas can't afford these. The Panamera shitting on a 911. I call my homies not 911. I'm that nigga with the juice, but I never do my nigga like Pac. Bitch, who do you love? 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 I got a shorty named Texas Sin. She got a buddy named Young JB. And now you know the deal. We turned up in the studio late night. That's why the songs that you hear coming real tight. OVO crew, nigga, thought I told you. If you a player in the game, this should hold you. And man shot my nigga game, he just rolled through. Eating crab out of Malibu and Nobu. A lot of fools putting salt in the game. Until these women get the notion that they running the game. They got money that they jumping on the pole to make. Did the model, took a flight to the Golden State. I'm the general, just making sure my soldier's straight. Had to leave my nigga home, he got an open case. But I'm big on the West, like I'm big in the South. So we gon' pay some people off, we gon' figure it out. And my name too big, and my gang too big. Young money shit, me and Lil Wayne too big. I'ma crush that ass even if it ain't too big. I would pinky swear, but my pinky ring too
bitch,
big.
Bitch, who do you love? 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 Bitch, who do you love?
I'm that nigga. Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Bob's fat. Run like athletes. I'm that nigga. Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block.
Who do you love? Bitch, who do you love? Bitch, who do you love? Bitch, who do you love?
Nigga, we street and we hood. Ain't nobody ever gave us shit. When you see us shine, it's because we steady grinding. We stay paper chasing, separating the real from the fake from the real. We living to die and dying to live. Nigga, that's why we got so many women. I'm trying to go deep, hit them ass cheeks, bust them guts, make a gum.